Tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the Honey Lady, Pam Collins.
Hi.
How are you, Pam?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Tis the season, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, speaking of honey, I brought some in for you.
You bet. And, you know, if you want, we can have some for sale, because I know a lot of people have been asking about it again this
year.
Yeah,
I brought you a few extra bottles if you wanted to do that.
Yep, we can do that. Well, Pam, how are sales in your office this week?
Well, you would think things would be slowing down, wouldn't you?
Well, this time of year.
Just this last week, I was involved in a multiple offer situation and had another house that listed and sold within 24 hours. So it actually has settled just a little bit. I really feel like it's a little bit more of a balanced market right now compared to what it had been. But things are still hopping and bopping. If you're out there looking for houses, you're serious about it. And there are still houses for sale and there's still buyers looking for homes.
And if you want to list your home, what is your phone number, Pam?
Give me a call right away.
Okay.
651-319-1298.
Or you can call the Edina Realty office in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. You're the only Pam in the office.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, interesting topic of the week today. I can hardly wait to get into it because it's very intriguing. You come up with some real catchy, what I'll call headlines or topics and stuff. So, two homes, one price.
Yeah. Now, what in the world is that all about, huh?
I bet there's a few people out there saying that same thing or thinking it anyway.
Well, I'll tell you actually what got me thinking about it. Down on Lily High, there is a home, and it's got a lower level that at one time had been used as, a separate second person living there.
Okay.
Okay. They had the kitchen, a whole separate kitchen and living area. And I got to thinking about this. I've had, over the years, a number of people approach me with kind of unique living situations. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a trend that is growing, multi-generational homes. Okay.
Well, isn't that the way it used to be way back?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, the earliest that the statistics here in the United States go back is the 1940s. And at that time, a good chunk of homes had more than one generation living in them. And right now, we would say, okay, you have parents and you've got the kids. That's considered two generations. So multiple generations is usually when you have another generation, like your parents living with you, for example, or the parents, their kids have grown up, and then they come back and live at home. That's considered separate, and sometimes they come home with a family, too. Mm-hmm. And that's what's come back now to where 2016 was the last time they did statistics on it. There was a Pew Research, and at that time, there were about 20% of the homes had multi-generation families in them. And I have a feeling it's probably grown since then, because that was 7 years ago now. So, yeah.
So it could be a lot higher than that.
Yeah, I think it is.
And doesn't the time speak for that? I mean, we hear about kids nowadays going to college, and it's so expensive they can't afford to live on their own.
You've got student loan debt.
And or other reasons, too, with families that
there are a lot of things that have been contributing to it. And one of them, interesting enough, is immigration. There are a number of families from different countries all over the world where it's much more common, for example, to have more than one generation live in the home. And also, like you were talking about, you got the boomerang kids. And the baby boomers, think about it, we're living longer now. Mm-hmm. And so there's just plain more people living to longer, older ages. And sometimes you have a choice. Okay, say mom or dad is in their 90s or 80s, and they really can't maintain their own home anymore. So you could sell that home, like my parents' home. I know when they sell it, they're probably going to end up with about, I don't know, $250,000 to $300,000 in their pocket. And do you take that money then? Do you put it into a retirement home? Or what I would really love for them to do is to come and live with me. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we can take some of that and build on like an addition so that they have more extended, you know, private area. But more and more families are using that option. I really don't think anybody would care for my mom or my dad as well as I would, right. You know, compared to putting them somewhere else. Plus, there's a lot of activity and stuff going on at our house, and it would be kind of cool for them to be close by and part of the family. Loneliness is a really big problem for a lot of people living on their own. So many
factors in
coming into it. Yeah, even a lot of homes where both the mom and the dad work and you've got kids, and one of the benefits that people have discovered when they do have multiple generations is you've got that extra set of hands there for the child care.
Yeah, so, that babysitting, because that's expensive for a young couple nowadays.
Oh, big time, yeah.
You bet. Yeah. So what's old is new again, isn't it?
What goes around comes around.
I mean, farm families, think about that. They did that. There was two, three generations living on that family farm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it worked out well.
Yeah. And there's such a variety of ways to do it. It could be as simple as having a bedroom, you know, for the aging parent or for the one that's come home. Or sometimes it could be a niece or a nephew. And now this is something that I am very personally involved with because my daughter, I don't know if we've talked about this, but she found a Brazilian while she was living in Italy and brought him home. He did not speak a lick of English when she brought him here. They could talk to each other. They spoke Italian to each other. But it took him a while to get acclimated, you know, and be to the point where he could even get a job and work. And so they've lived with us for a while now, and now he's working and stuff. But it's a very comfortable situation. They have the upstairs, we have the lower level, we have our community area where we share. My daughter is a fantastic cook, and so I'm never home at dinner time anyway.
And, welcome to that crowd. You must be a business owner. Yes, you do own your own business. Yes.
Yeah, imagine.
We don't, supper times are non-existent.
Yeah. So she ends up doing a lot of the cooking, and my husband, I have to say, he's a good cook too. And so when we all want to be together, we're all together in the dining room, living room, kitchen area. When people want some privacy, you just go into your private area of the house. Mm-hmm. And or in their case, you just start speaking Portuguese or Italian to each other.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, except I'm learning a little bit of the Portuguese. Sometimes I have an idea what they're talking about, even though
it's like, now careful, we've lived together a long time. We're starting to. That is good. That is funny.
And you know the interesting thing in my house, for example, it's a it was built in 1896, and an old gentleman came to our house. They were having a family reunion, and they were asking if they could see the old farmstead. And I said, oh, come on. And I invited him in the house. I said, take a look. And we've put an addition on since then, but in the older part of the house, he was in probably, I think, his late 80s or early 90s at the time. And he was walking around the house, and he was telling me, oh, this is was the living room. It's our dining room now. And the piano used to be here, and the table was here, and you know, different things. But what was interesting was he was a young boy when he had lived there. The grandmother, who was the married to the man who originally built the house. The grandfather had passed away, but the grandmother was still alive. If you go through a door off of what was the living room for him then, there's a room. It's a good-sized room, and it's our master bedroom now. And then from there, there's a bathroom coming out of there, and then there's a door leading to what he said was their summer kitchen at the time. And so that was where the grandmother lived. So in that, in our very house, there was the multiple generations living there then when it was a farmhouse. She had her private area. He was saying, yeah, this is kind of a little sitting area for her. Her bedroom was here, and you know how it was arranged. So even in our house now that we have multiple generations in, you know, go back 100 years, and there were multiple generations then, too.
Yeah, we have that. Well, you know that. We have multiple generations, and it's worked good for decades. I mean, it, you're exactly the way you stated. Described it as the way it happens, and it's so good for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when the kids were little and they couldn't, you know, and you know, there was babysitting needed. They dropped off. They came here and dropped them off the school bus, and they were with us. And then we'd take them. I mean, it's there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, for example, I have an 8-year-old grandson, a 2.5-year-old grandson, and a brand new infant in our our home.
And so you have three generations.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's me and Steve, neat. My daughter and her husband, and then their children.
Their children. Yeah. That's
and,
neat.
Yeah, thank goodness there's a lot of room upstairs. And, you know, they're at the opposite end of the house, so the baby can up crying up all night, and I don't even hear it because we're in our end, so it's kind of nice.
That's what families are about, though.
Yeah, yeah. And my son-in-law, actually having grown up in Brazil, that was just how it was. And then my daughter had actually, she was living in Italy, as he was too. And the families there that she was au pairing for, they were very extended. The grandparents, the parents that she was au pairing for, and the grandchildren were all very involved. They had in each other's lives. They had separate accommodations, but they had joint, you know, areas where they were together. It was just how it was. In fact, she was kind of surprised one time when they were in Brazil, and they had it was an apartment condo that they were living in. And one day, his parents just showed up with the suitcases and said, "We're going to be living here for a while again." And it's like, "Oh, okay, okay." And or maybe a cousin or a niece or somebody would drop by and stay for a while. It was just, you just did that.
Yeah. So. No, and like you said, too, you're right. You're exactly right. It is big in Europe, too. And it sounds like it's getting bigger and bigger, 20%, 7 years ago? So
Yeah. And it's not just multi-generational. I have had situations where there might be two couples, like maybe sometimes I've had sisters and their spouses looking for a home together. They still want to have separate living areas, but to share the expenses of buying a house, you know, doing it, you can get a much nicer home doing it that. I mean, you got to get along with the people if you're going to do that. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big thing. So you got grandparents, grown children, and an extended family, too. And especially, like, I think sometimes if they're coming from overseas, like it was in our situation, it's just a good way to get started. They call them, sometimes they call them home within a home, mother-in-law suite. But it's not a duplex. It's a home, just with, you know, separate private living areas.
Right.
Okay, you want to know some of the advantages of doing that?
Before we do that, quickly, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or 651-437-2121, the local Edina Realty office, and ask for Pam. There is a lot of advantages. You know that, and I know that, but let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, we're kind of alluded to the shared expenses, not just for the cost of the house, but for everything, the gas, the electricity, the insurance, the food, just everything. It's you can really save mm-hmm. by doing it that way. And also, kind of in the same vein, the responsibilities. Like we were saying at my house, my daughter is just a fantastic cook. Mm-hmm. She can make a gourmet meal out of nothing. And so the responsibilities are spread over more people. And the one thing that is so powerful to me is that family bond. Being involved with my grandchildren's lives is irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. I drop my one grandson off at school on my way into the office every day. Mm-hmm. Forces me to get going on time.
And, you know, and he is going to remember that the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It's going to make an impression on him. Mm-hmm. And I believe it makes him a more closer family member with your family, and when we move on, you know, to another life, they're going to remember that and understand how important that is.
Yeah, exactly. And there have been studies showing how children do better when their grandparents are involved in their lives. You know, it's mm-hmm. just that extended support, one more adult that cares about you and is there for you, mm-hmm. you know. And for his parents, too. Last night, my daughter was trying to make some cookies. and she had my little grandbaby in her arms, and she was not a happy camper. And it was just the most natural thing for me. I just reached over and picked her up and just held her for the next half hour. And so she all of a sudden had two hands that she wouldn't have had if she was there on her own, which is kind of cool.
You are exactly right. It just, that's the way people had solid families. And you know what? It really hasn't changed. It's just a lot of people, you know, try it on their own and realize how much work it is. And this is far better.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you worry about having privacy, you know, I think
you work that out.
You start speaking a different language, or like us, there are just places in the house that are ours and places that are theirs, mm-hmm. and
you respect that.
Yeah, you kind of assume that when you're in the kind of the general communal area, that this is time for us to be together. If you want to be alone, mm-hmm. you go and be alone. And I had an interesting quote. There was a 15-year-old girl. I read several stories about it, and she was saying, it's not like some fairy tale where everyone is always happy and gets their way, but the benefits are better than the costs.
Wow. Okay. That says it all.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. She's exactly right, too, is that you learn how to get along, how to solve problems, mm-hmm. something that our Congress should take note of. and I'm going to leave it at that, because that art is becoming quickly thing of the past. And you're exactly right. They have to learn compromise and that everybody needs to get along. So
I have something fun to close with. Good night, Mama. Good night, Daddy. Good night, Grandpa. Good night, Grandma. Good night, John Boy.
That says it all, doesn't it? One final time, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-319-1298.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. Again, Pam's number, 651-319-1298. Or you can get a hold of Pam at the local Edina Realty office, 651-437-2121.